This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Explains the last person to enter Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from among those who enter Jannah first, not last, Jama'ah. I know some of us say, wallahi, that's good, alhamdulillah, there's hope then. Don't you ever aspire to be like this man. When you hear the reward, you'll be impressed. And said, like, this reward, I'm happy with. No, but don't forget about the punishment he had to go through before he was able to be purified and go into Al-Jannah. So who is that person? We don't know. As an individual, we don't know who that person who will be the last to enter Al-Jannah. But at least we know what he has to go through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from going through this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But to see the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah azza wa jal for this man. In Hadith 1884 in Riyadh al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, قال, وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إني لأعلم آخر أهل النار خروجا منها وآخر أهل الجنة دخولا الجنة. He said, I know of the last of the inhabitants of hell to be taken out from there and the last one to enter Jannah. Like, I know this person. He was the last person to get out of Jahannam. What does that mean? There are people who enter in Jahannam and get out of it. And what does that even mean? They were muwahideen, Jama'ah. They had tawheed. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How come they end up in Jahannam? Allahumma musta'an. Their good deeds were not sufficient enough to save them from that. The good deed that they had wasn't sufficient enough to save them from that. So they had to be purified before they could go to Jannah. So qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yakhruju rajulun yakhruj min an-nari habwa. He said, he is a man who will come out of Jahannam, out of fire of hell, crawling on all fours. He is crawling, can't even stand up. Allahumma musta'an. Cannot get up on his feet. He is crawling his way out of Jahannam. Can you imagine the pain just to try to get out of this? Allahumma musta'an. Allah, I think about it, just, it is so scary. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fayaqul Allahu azza wa jalla lah, idhab fadkhul al-jannah. So this man, there's another narration explains more details. He will be taken out of Jahannam and he'll be staying outside of Jahannam, just sitting there. Outside of Jahannam for a long, long time. Ma sha Allahu lahu an yasha. And in that moment, this man would think what? That he was the luckiest person ever. Just in that moment, outside of Jahannam, he thinks he's the luckiest person because he's not in Jahannam. And then after some time, he sees a tree. He sees a tree on distance. And he says, Qala Rabbi, can I just move to that tree? Do I have permission to move to that tree? Just to stand under the shade of that tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, are you going to ask for anything else after that? He goes, no, I promise you, that's the last thing I'm going to ask for. Allah says, okay, fine, you can go there. So he moved from that spot under the shade of that tree. And then he stays there, he thinks himself what? He is in the Firdaus al-A'la. Like, this is the best, happiest moment of his life. And he spends that time under that shade of that tree for as masha'allahu lahu an yasha, which as Allah wills for him to stay. Then sometime later he sees another tree that is larger appearing from distance. And he goes, Qala Rabbi, can I go to that tree? Like, I had enough from this tree. Can I go to that tree? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qala ibn Adam, didn't you ask me to tell me that you're not going to ask for anything after this? He goes, this just this one. Rabbi, just this one. Just this one. I'm not going to ask you. I promise I'm not going to ask you after this. Allah said, sure, go to that tree. So he goes to that tree. And then he spends his time under that tree, which is bigger and more beautiful. Ma sha Allahu lahu an yasha. He thinks himself, he's already in Jannah. But then at some point, he sees the gates of Al-Jannah from distance. And he realized, whoa, those are the gates of Al-Jannah. Then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qala Rabbi, my Lord, can I just go by the gates of the Jannah? I'm not going to enter. I just want to be near Jannah. Just being at the gate. All I'm asking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, you always betray. You never keep your word. I said, if I get you there, would you ask for anything else after that? He goes, I promise you. And Allah allows him to go towards the gate of Al-Jannah. Of course, staying by the gate of Al-Jannah, seeing through the walls and the fence and what beauty Al-Jannah is, at some point, this man says, Qala Rabbi, my Lord, can I get into Al-Jannah? He says, I know, I promise, but can I get into Al-Jannah? That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, Qal, udkhul Al-Jannah. Get in. All right, so they open the gate for him, and he enters Al-Jannah. فَيَأْتِيهَا. So he comes into Jannah, he gets in there. فَيُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا مَلْآ. So when he gets in there, he looks around, and he feels that it's already full. Like everything, it's full. So he قَالَ رَبِّي. So he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّي, I went there, وَجَدْتُهَا مَلْآ. It's filled up already. There's no place for me. فَقَالَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقُلْ اِذْهَبْ فَادْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Go again and enter Jannah. So he goes again. فَيُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا مَلْآ. So he feels that it's already full. There's no place for him in there. فَيَرْجَعْ فَيَقُولْ يَا رَبِّي, I went again, I still see it's full. فَوَجَدْتُهَا مَلْآ. فيقول الله عز وجل اذهب فادخل الجنة, go enter Jannah, فإن لك مثل الدنيا وعشرة أمثالها. You will get all the pleasure of this dunya, all the treasure of this world, of this life, 10 times or times 10. وإن لك مثل عشرة أمثال الدنيا, and you're going to get that times 10. That's a lot, right? فيقول أتسخر بي وأنت الملك. He started now kind of like, he thinks that he cannot believe what he's hearing. فقال, my Lord, says, are you making fun of me while you are the king of all kings? Like, are you mocking me? Like, is that for real? He said, we're asking, is that for real, Ya Rabbi? فالله سبحانه وتعالى فقال, أو تضحك بي وأنت الملك. You're mocking me while you are the king. فقال ابن مسعود, who's narrating the story, قال, فلقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحك حتى برد نواجده. The Prophet, when he was narrating the story, he was smiling, he was laughing. Like how this man thought that this reward is not real. Like it cannot be so real. He can't believe that Allah has given him so much. So the Prophet was laughing at the statement of this man, saying, my Lord, are you really making fun of me? Is that for real? So he laughed at that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ يَقُولْ ذَلِكَ أَدَنَا أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. This is the man who will have the least rank in Jannah. May Allah make us among those who have the highest rank in Jannah, Rabbil Alameen. I know some people might say once again that, wallahi, as long as I go in Jannah, alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Those that have their threshold is very, very low. We want you to be, inshallah, among those who will be in the highest ranks of Al-Jannah. But to get there, a jama'ah, it requires a lot of work, a lot of effort, so much patience, so much, you know, work and subhanAllah, cooperation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our heart to that which is most pleasing to Him, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the a'mal and the deeds that will end up for us in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya and the Salihin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat us with His rahmah and His mercy, not with His justice. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the little that we could offer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies our reward until we end in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, wa salli ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Any question, Jama'a? Bismillah. Enjoy your tea, Jama'a. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Remember to ask these guys about what they learned.